You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
We've seen what you can do. Wonders, your power has no end. The things you've done before, in greater measure, you will do again. 'Cause there's no.
Welcome to Wednesday Live, a production of WCNO Christian Radio, sponsored in part by Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. David wrote in Psalm 145, verses 11 and 12, "They tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all people may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom." That's the vision of Wednesday Live, to edify, inspire, to comfort, to encourage, and to bless you. Let's see what God has in store for us today.
And good morning. We're so glad that you are joining us for Wednesday Live. And this is, of course, WCNO in Palm City, Florida. And I have my team that we're getting all booted up here to bring on air. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning. How are you?
Blessed.
Good.
Blessed, awake, kind of regaining some of my equilibrium after long 2 weeks, but we had an awesome prayer and cheer, and we're going to talk a little bit about that this morning. Welcome, David.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
You all did an amazing job staying awake and showing up on time and carrying the load and all that kind of good stuff during prayer and cheer. That was pretty awesome. And we are looking forward to making connection this morning about 11:45 with Dr. Crandall and Tim Popatic. And we're going to be talking about the event coming up that's down south. But as we start this morning, I was looking for my notes, which I can't find them here. They're somewhere close by, probably right on my desk. But Karen, I wanted to share again, we had two emails that came that I thought were quite amazing during prayer and share this time. And I wanted to just share that bit of mail and let our listeners know, maybe someone, maybe many people are listening today that were not able to be with us during prayer and share, but this really tells what the purpose of this ministry is and how effective it is in touching lives. And this is current just from over the last 2 weeks.
That's right. And we received this email from Connie. And Connie writes, "Hello, WCNO. Mailing a check for $100 today or tomorrow. Check is in the mail, for real. Here's my story. 1997, diagnosis of inflammatory breast carcinoma. 7 recurrences, despite surgeries, chemo, radiation. Men in white coats told me to get my paperwork in order. I bought a burial plot, typed up last wishes, and then drove myself from West Fort Pierce to South Hutchison Island nearly every day to walk along the beach, deep breathe salty air, and stand in the surf. On the drive to and from, someone tuned my car radio to 89.9 WCNO. My eldest sister always listened to Christian radio. I said I would never do that. My preference would have been Earth, Wind, and Fire, etc. WCNO celebrated pastors ministered to me. Adrian Rogers, David Jeremiah, Charles Stanley, Chuck Swindoll, J. Vernon McGee. Me, who prefers traditional worship and song, started hearing contemporary songs that really stirred me. I even called your station numerous times, asking the artist, and then would order their CDs. Between Jesus meeting me at the shore and Jesus speaking to me through WCNO, his healing forces were in full swing. The cancer marched on, totaling 14 years of chemo, radiation, surgeries. However, hallelujah, to date, 25 years after diagnosis, I am still kicking around, giving orders. Practitioners said I would not see graduations, marriages, or grandchildren. God knew better. He still knows better. Skydiving with son after high school graduation, dancing at both daughter and son's weddings, and now loving on five grandboys and girls ages 2 to 15. This week I hit rock bottom again, not with cancer, but with residual physical reactions to harsh treatment. I had much to consider, figure out. Someone nudged me to drive once again from West Fort Pierce to South Hutchison Island and walk the jetty. And guess what radio station played? Thank you for your years of faithful service to our community, for bringing the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Treasure Coast and me. And that's signed by Connie in Fort Pierce.
That's awesome. And she said the check's in the mail, right?
Yes.
Really?
She really
said
in the
check's
mail.
In the mail. Really?
For real, yes.
And
really,
yeah. Connie, we received the check. Thank you so much. And thank you for just sharing your heart and sharing, I believe, as well as it can be said, the power of the body of Christ, the family of God, and the opportunity for us to lift each other up and pray, stand together, and believe God for miracles and experience those and then share with others who need one as well. Amen. Now, David, we also had another note that came to us, which was a real blessing. Do you have that second sheet?
No.
I set it on the front of the desk there. Maybe we can retrieve that. And it was from Susie, and we wanted to just share that as well. Mm-hmm. Let me say to all of you who joined us, we were successful in fully meeting our operational budget through pledges and also donations. And so if you have not yet or did not get to send in your response yet and your donation, please go ahead and do that. That will be a blessing because as we share during the 2 weeks that we have, the pledges sometimes come within the 6 months, sometimes they come later. Mm. And so when others who have not yet been able to give, it takes care. God knows how to take care of Amen. All that's needed. So I do want to thank all of you. Some of you were not able to give. You have in the past. You simply were not able at this time. And may the Lord bless you. And understand, don't feel like you need to say, you know, I just don't have the money these days, so take me off the mailing list or something like that. Your prayer support is absolutely imperative. And the fact that you are able to be aware of when we have our times of prayer and share, and you're able to pray with us, and you hear our hearts, and you listen with us, is more than we could ever expect. And that is so important. And so you might be a prayer warrior. That may be your part at this time, and that is just fine. God raises other people up that have resources, and maybe next April, when we come into April and it's time for prayer and share, maybe at that time someone that was not able to give at this time can give then. But we just want to say a big thank you because we started with a $225,000 goal, and we ended up with $226,073 between the pledges and the actual donation. So we do want to thank all of you for your participation in that. David, I believe you were able to retrieve that short note. It's not long, but it also, I believe, is really important for us to think about people that do not have access to all of the different media that we have in this nation.
That's right. Well, this is from Susie, and she says, "Hello, Susie here. I'd like to share how much you guys are appreciated. My husband and I live now in a Muslim-dominated fishing/resort village in Southeast Asia. WCNO is a lifeline for us. We once lived in Florida, and I had volunteered a few times during the Share-a-thon. God is opening doors. Keep us in your prayers. God will do great things here. Thank you all who support WCNO. There may be more folks out there who have no access to Christian resources. Be blessed.
And that's powerful.
It is.
That's powerful. You know, I often hear my wife making a comment about the persecuted church. And we don't often talk about that either, because we think, well, you know, who's persecuted? Well, there are most likely more people persecuted today than in any time in all of history for their faith in Jesus Christ. And that seems difficult to understand, but you do not see that in the news. That isn't typically what you're going to hear much of. And so to receive a response from Susie, we want to say thank you for being a part of our family and for letting us know how important it is that WCNO is here. And just keep in mind that when you support this ministry, whether it's Connie or it's many Connies that may have other names, or whether it's Susie or many others that may have other names from other countries that are connecting with us, keep in mind that this signal literally is attainable anywhere in the world.
Right.
And you can download an app. Maybe you travel to the north, whether you have an iPhone, you know, an Apple, your computer, you can pull us up on your computer, and you can take WCNO with you. And we hear people say, in our area, we do not have the same kind of programming, or we do not have the same mix of programming as you have on WCNO. We like it very much. And, you know, a lot of those people support us, even though, you know, we may get a check that comes in from New York or New Jersey or, you know, Connecticut or Pennsylvania or someplace else. These are people that have, you know, some of you have more than one home and you travel back and forth. And just keep in mind, you can take the signal with you. Well, one thing that along with the signal you can take with you is a little bit of the life of Ma and Paul. And at this time, we're going to step in. We did not have as much of Ma and Paul with us during prayer and share this time, but they are alive and well. Mm. Well, Ma and Paul would quickly agree with the phrase, "No one can outgive God." Throughout their lives, the grace of the Father has been richly poured out, always bringing awe and joy to their hearts. They both closely followed the fall prayer and share at WCNO. When the final day ended with a crescendo of Holy Spirit blessing and the six-month goal was not only met but exceeded, Ma and Paul raised their hands to heaven in thanksgiving. This movement of the Spirit has continued to bless them, and they're taking a few minutes this morning to further explore it.
Hey, Paul, come on over here. Let's sit down on the porch and enjoy that nice, cool morning we're having. And tell me more about what's going on in your heart about WCNO.
Well, I got to tell you, God's miracles abound for sure. I'm so delighted for our friends at WCNO. During a time when the economy's wobbling, why, they exceeded a budget that had to be increased because of inflation and such.
Well, that's how it works, Paul. He loves to bless his people when they're in need. We see his miracles like that all the time.
I remember the first miracle I ever saw, Ma. It was fifth grade. I sat next to this girl in fifth period named Greta Flamperto. Well, she had seven warts on her nose, and the kids used to make fun of her all the time. When she moved her head, them warts would kind of, you know, wiggle. Well, maybe like they were alive. Anyway, one day old Greta was really crying up a storm because old Bobby Zumick said she probably had some cactus DNA and them warts would start growing prickles any day. And our teacher, Mrs. Crullup, came down the aisle, fixed her killer stare on old Bobby, and then said in a loud voice I never heard before, "In the name of Jesus, be healed." Well, I was looking right at old Greta when all them warts just jumped off her nose and fell on her desk. It was the most amazing thing I'd ever seen.
Oh, goodness, Pa. What a powerful story.
Well, it sure is. And old Greta became very popular after that. both because of the miracle and also because she was real pretty without them warts.
Well, that's the thing about miracles that really excites me, Paul. Beyond the event of the miracle, lives continue to change, and the spiritual growth is wonderful.
You're right, Ma. And we both know that WCNO is on a growth track.
You know, another thing's got my attention. Old Jonathan was saying that they got to replace the equipment at the tower because it's old and nobody makes that stuff anymore. I can see God's favor in the giving response during the fall prayer and share. Folks stepped right up to the plate for that.
They sure did. Look, I can understand the situation they're in on equipment. You remember we bought that hay baler back in the late 90s? They sure
did. I sure do. We needed it bad, but we didn't have a lot of money. So you looked around and found that used one. You had to fix it up a lot, but worked fairly well, until you got bailed up in a pile of hay.
Well, that was an accident, Ma. I mean, I was trying to answer a call on my cell phone, looking at the screen, and I tripped over a rock, well, landed on the baler just as it was wrapping the hay.
Yeah, and you came into the house for help, looking like a scarecrow from The Wizard of Oz, like you'd been mugged in a dark alley.
You know, I still have scars from them straps. And my point is, the baler needs to be replaced because several important parts are worn and they just don't make them anymore, just like WCNO's transmitter.
Speaking of things that need replacing, I ran out of dental floss this morning. Can't figure out why. I just bought that container last week.
Well, I guess I have to confess. Remember yesterday I was working on the irrigation system for your garden?
Yeah. You said you had to replace all them sprinkler heads.
I sure did. And when I came back from the hardware store, I realized I'd forgotten to pick up some Teflon tape for a tight seal, you know, when I screw them in. Then I remembered someone saying that dental floss would do the same thing, so...
So you used it all up and you didn't tell me?
Sorry, Ma. I forgot. And I should have told you last night when you smiled at me at the dinner table and I saw that lettuce leaf sticking out from between your front teeth.
Pa, why didn't you mention that to me last night? You know I don't like walking around with food sticking to my teeth.
Again, sorry. You were talking up a storm about something, and I didn't want to interrupt you. Besides, I figured your lips would be moving so fast it'd eventually pluck it out and then you'd swallow it.
Pa, I don't know what to think about that. Were you even listening to what I was saying?
Yeah, not really. That lettuce leaf flapping around was kind of distracting. Anyway, back to our earlier issue. What do you think WCNO's fundraising miracle says about God's plans for their future?
Well, it's clear that the Lord is building them up and expanding their reach. And Jonathan said they're in a season of rebuilding. So that suggests God is getting them ready for greater outreach and ministry impact.
You know, I believe that too. It's exciting to be a part of such a dynamic ministry. I can't wait for the spring prayer and share.
Well, cool your jets, Pa. It'll happen soon enough. And before we discuss anything else, I want to get back to this business of not telling me about the lettuce in my teeth. Would you just let me go out in public like that?
No, I guess I wouldn't. But Ma, I've seen worse than that. You know, there's folks that what never floss. When they smile, it reminds me of that salad bar at Ruby Tuesdays.
Okay, Pa. I believe we've exhausted this area of discussion. I got to run downtown for some things, including more dental floss.
Get me a pack, too. I broke the laces on my mucking boots, and that floss is so strong, I'll bet it'll do the job.
Well, why don't you get new laces?
Now, where would be the fun in that? In fact, I'm working on a pamphlet, 101 Uses for Dental Floss. I already got 22 on my list. They're stitching up blue jeans, tying parcels for mailing, fishing for earwax.
Well, we appreciate Ma and Pa sharing their witness to what the Lord is doing in and through WCNO. They have a clear vision of God's favor. The fact is, we are just at the beginning of a great move of the Spirit, a move that is consistent with the coming revival. Stay tuned, and you will see the exciting things God has in store for us and also for you. So great to have Ma and Paul with us again today, and that is great. And once again, as we're starting Wednesday Live today, we're just wanting to really say a big thank you. Karen, you took a lot of calls.
Yes, I did. And it's, again, my favorite thing with Prayer and Shares, taking calls and talking to our listeners. You know, because we're here in the building, we're, you know, doing our work and everything. And, you know, just kind of, we don't really think about the people, that there's real people out there that are
listening,
tuned in on their radios.
So we need to behave, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Yeah. Somebody's listening.
That's exactly right. But it's, yeah, it's always fun to talk to the listeners. And, you know, when Ruth had called, you know, Ruth was from Fort Myers.
Yes.
And she had evacuated, you know, before the hurricane. And she was staying up in Fort Pierce. But she called in, you know, very much in a bad way after learning that everything that she had was destroyed in the hurricane. She had just moved over to Fort Myers probably in the last four months or so. And I guess her son moved down there and some other family members, and they've lost everything. But she had been staying over here in Fort Pierce and was heading back to Fort Myers to assess the damage and, you know, see what she had left. And she called in to make a donation to the station. And I know that she was listening to us. You know, and I know that that's what happens with us. We go somewhere, we look for a Christian radio station, you know, to help us. We're, you know, we're on vacation. I know that I do it. Wherever I am, I look for
too.
A Christian station.
Traveling. Yeah.
And so we're just so thankful that Ruth tuned in to us. And, you know, I was able to pray for her because she was very, you know, upset and understandably so. You know, and I prayed, you know, that the peace of God would be upon her. And, you know, and then when we made the announcement over the air for her donation, we prayed for her again. And she called back later and said that she really appreciated that. And she really felt the peace of God and felt like she was going to be able to handle whatever she was going to be meeting. Yeah.
Hopefully we'll hear from her.
Yes.
And you had a couple... You covered them?
A couple little notes from the mail. Our brother John in Lighthouse Point sent in a check. He said, to help spread the word of God.
Amen.
And then Heather sent a little note. I thank you and your team for the good news. I truly believe God has blessed the station all these years. Keep up the good work. Amen.
Patrick called a prayer request. A friend is in the hospital and didn't really have any more details than that. And we also had, let's see, asking prayer for final interview. So with the City of Port St. Lucie, this is someone that's looking for employment and is asking for prayer. And let's see, we have Arnold, who is asking that we remember Roger, who has a heart condition and also really needs to be touched by the Lord and come to the Lord. And also we have Terry that's on his prayer list today. And perhaps there'd be a lot, many others that, you know, I have a big stack of prayer requests, and we're going to try to filter and, you know, work our way through some of these during Wednesday Lives as we move ahead. And, of course, you can go online, and you can give us your prayer request there. That's very beneficial. Then it's all written out, and we can easily bring that in to lift up in prayer as we go on air. And we also would like to have your praise reports as God Answers Prayer. Let us know what's taking place. So, Father, we do lift up, we have a stack of prayer requests here before us, and there isn't time to go through each one today. We have gone through all of them, but we do lift up every family. We lift up every individual, and we lift up, Father, every condition. And knowing, Father, that to us sometimes our own situations can be overwhelming, and yet to know that you are consciously aware of every need in your people's lives is so encouraging, and to know that that you're at work in our lives, regardless of the circumstances, to bring good out of whatever we're facing and whatever even the enemy means for evil. Father, we commit these individuals and these requests. Some are financial, some are physical, Some have to do with new businesses starting up or maybe financial needs just within the home. But Father, whatever the needs are, some need Jesus. We pray for those as well. Yes. That just really need to surrender their lives to Jesus Christ and be born into the family of God and have a new beginning in their life. We commit them into your hands today as well, in Jesus' name. Father, this one that's looking for work and is getting ready to go in for the perhaps the final interview, pray that that you give favor today, Lord, and you open up doors for a great opportunity for this this individual in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. You know, in looking at the mail, we had all kinds of words of encouragement. Mm-hmm. And we desire to speak words of encouragement, but I want to say thank you for sending us words of encouragement. We have had so many. I'm looking at one that says, an angel from Stuart was giving $500 and said, do it. Just do it, you know. I remember another one that said, go WCNO. You know, go WCNO. I have another one in front of me from Florette. WCNO has been a blessing and a fortress to me. I don't know what I would have done without you. And on and on and on. So many of you are wonderful family and friends sharing with us your heart and just giving us words of encouragement. And I did like this one very much. Hello, family. This is given in secret. So we're not announcing names, of course, but be blessed. Love you. You're doing a great job for the kingdom. And then this is the note that really stuck with me, because as a young man, our family, we passed out a lot of gospel tracts. This part of our family said, I'm helping you to pass out gospel tracts via the radio. And incidentally, I believe we're going to have an interview with a gentleman who is actually involved in publishing gospel tracts. That's going to come up the first of the year, I believe. So praise God. A lot of great thoughts that are there. One of the notes that I saw, again, reminding us that elections are coming up and that it's important for the body of Christ to be actively involved in praying for and in looking to see elected godly people that will take a stand for biblical values. And in a nation where there is just so much that we need to be in prayer about and also actively involved in taking a stand. I the other day, one of the emails came in, and it was, a girls team, some sports team, and they were just talking about the embarrassing situation in the locker room, where, you know, a whatever, self-proclaimed whatever, male by birth, comes into the girls' locker room, and here they're in their changing clothes and, you know, different levels of undressing and changing clothes. And here in comes a young man, and, you know, and they're allowed to do that. And these girls were very embarrassed and said, you know, we should not, in a girl's locker room, we should not be exposed to this kind of embarrassment. And I understand what the girls are saying. And so they were interviewing different people on the campus, and another girl said, well, you know, I haven't personally been in the locker room situation, but the biological males that come in the women's restroom, it is a very bad day that we're living in, where we have such wickedness and evil that is being not just permitted, but it's being promoted. It's being promoted by agendas. And so when I say it's important for every Christian to vote, it's really important that we vote, that we get out and we get rid of these people in office who are bringing the sewer into our schools, our elementary schools, our middle schools, our high schools. Our children should not be faced with these kinds of situations. It just simply should not happen. And I don't think 10, 20 years ago anyone would have believed the news today. They would have said that'll never happen in America. That just couldn't happen. And yet, you know, the some have said that you know, the church is much like the disciples in the garden. Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father, praying and interceding, and the disciples are sleeping. It's like, okay, he comes back, knocks on the door. Hey, hello, you guys, you know, down there in the United States. Do you see what's going on, you know? And I wonder sometimes if there isn't a lot of reality to the fact that God is really desiring for the church to be awakened and for us to be able to vote biblical values, not necessarily our traditions. Because in Jesus' day, remember, it was the traditions of men that kept them from receiving the Messiah.
Amen.
They upheld their traditions much higher than the Word of God and the work of God. I believe we have a danger in our nation to do the same thing. We need to repent, and we need to get back to God as a nation. We have a song that I'm going to go to. It's entitled Revival. And, Dave, you talk a lot about that on your program.
Yes. Well, I know it's coming. Barry and I are very convicted that, and it's not just us, of course, but that God is raising up a revival in this country.
That's our prayer, and that is our expectation. It's our faith. And I see signs of revival beginning to come.
Definitely.
We'll be right back.
Only you can make things right again. Come chase our wandering hearts, these prodigals we are. Don't wait. Don't wait.
That is exactly what we're believing God for, is a great revival. And revival comes with a great awakening. Of course, you know, the church is a place where revival comes, where you have to have something to revive. But many people don't have even that base to build from. So Father, give us a great awakening and a great revival in our land. I would like to welcome Stuart Fakita on air. Stuart, welcome.
Thank you. Good morning. How are you, Jonathan?
We're doing well. I know you were very actively involved in sending supplies across our state as a good neighbor. Just give us a little report on that, and then I know there's another fundraising event that you wanted to mention.
Yes, sir, Jonathan. Our community is so great. Certainly our God is the greatest. But we were able to send 7 53-foot tractor trailer loads of brand new clothing, feminine products, water, food, toiletry, whatever you can think of that you need for survival. But yes, we were blessed with the privilege of taking 7 tractor trailer loads in really 10 days from when the hurricane struck over to the West Coast to help our neighbors out, which I just, the heart fail you get from being able to be a part of that is just outstanding. No amount of money in the world can compare.
Well, that was rapid response because, of course, our governor's done a great job, and there are other Christian organizations that jumped in as well. So now a lot of those other services are coming along. I know we spoke with Convoy of Hope leadership that was on the ground and Samaritan's Purse, and I know they have teams that continue to work there. But, Stuart, thank you for just being a voice and hands for God to sort of rally the troops and point us in the right direction. I know a lot of people came together to help make that happen, and that's been an awesome thing. Now, there's going to be a special event at a Big Apple Pizza. Tell us what that's about, and why are you involved? Why is the Body of Christ involved?
Well, the Body of Christ is always involved in trying to help the next situation that arises. Miss Solomon, it's called Solomon Strong, has stage 4 cancer. She has a family. Unfortunately, her diagnosis is to go to be with Jesus sooner than later, but she is a believer and she knows she's going to heaven. So that's priority one, and we know that. But the community, again, is coming together at Big Apple Pizza, the Van Duzer Foundation, with Scott Van Duzer, one of my great friends in the community that gives back to this community immensely. Wednesday, October 26th, starting around 5 p.m., every penny spent at Big Apple will go 100% towards helping Miss Solomon and her family. She's trying to set some stuff up for her kids before she goes to be with Jesus. And the community's coming together. There's 10 of us. I got the names, but out of the 10 guys that are going to be here, it's going to be kind of funny because we're all community activists, if you will, and for Christ. The guy that raises the least amount of money has got to have his head shaved the night, and Miss Solomon will be doing the head shaving. But of those 10 guys, everybody loves the Lord, and I will tell you that we've got, again, come together as the Body of Christ to help this woman out. Scott Van Duzer, Big Apple Pizza, it'll be at 33rd Street, Fort Pierce, right across from IRSC campus in Fort Pierce, right off of Virginia Ave, about 200 feet. And those people at Big Apple are just an amazing group of people. They are the perfect, perfect example of Christians.
That's awesome.
They're just awesome. But anything we can do, if anybody's hungry next Wednesday and you want to contribute to a good cause, Big Apple Pizza next Wednesday, again, 100%. I've done a couple of fundraisers, one personally for me, for my daughter that's in heaven 4.5 years ago, and Mr. Scott Van Duzer, he's just a remarkable Christian man, just remarkable.
That is awesome. Karen, is there any way we can get this onto our community calendar as well? I know it's kind of late,
yeah, I just need all the pertinent
the info. Details. So what I don't have, that address again, could you give us the address one more time?
I don't have the physical number, but it's 33rd Ave in Fort Pierce.
33rd
right Ave. I will have it for you later. I'm sorry, I wasn't.
Yeah, no problem. It's not on this brochure. I'm looking at the brochure. It just says Big Apple Pizza, and it says October the 26th at 8 p.m. 100% of all funds raised go to the Vanessa Solomon family. And what a great thing to lift up, you know, a sister's family in the Lord, and provide some resources to show the love of Christ.
Hold on, I got to make a correction. I do have the address.
Okay.
It's 2311 South 35th Street, Fort Pierce, Florida. 2311 South 35th Street, Fort Pierce, Florida.
Excellent. Excellent. All right, my friend, would you just lift up a moment of prayer over this situation, and let's commit that into God's hands.
Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you, Lord. We just ask you, Lord, to lift up Miss Solomon, her family,
yes, Lord,
to give them the strength and courage to know that heaven is real, and no matter what we're faced with, God is in control, Lord. Father, we ask you, Lord, for a supernatural healing, but Lord, most of all, supernatural strength to overcome no matter what we got to deal with. Father, we thank you for the blessings and the outpouring of the community that's about to help this woman. Lord, we just know that her family will be in such gracious gratitude in knowing that Christ is alive. Father, we just ask that our Christian community come out in drones to help this woman out. Mm. And we pray, Lord, that your Holy Spirit be upon all that are involved. Lord, I pray, Lord, that I can raise enough money because I don't really want my head shaved. And Lord, we pray it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, you know, if you get your head shaved, let's get a photo of that. You know,
well, if we do, we'll make sure we get a video of it.
Okay. Okay. Well, you know, Stuart, as you said in your prayer, much like a pastor, he was in the hospital and he was approaching his homegoing, and the staff was like, you know, you're unusually joyful. How can that be? And he said, well, you know, when you walk with Christ and you know, you walk with God and you know that what your forwarding address is, you win either way. So you can't lose. So that's the life we have in Christ. And Stuart, thank you for lifting up Christ as you do, and so glad we can do that together. God bless you. Have an awesome day.
God bless you all for your support, too, and I mean that. I can't thank you all enough.
Thank you, brother. God bless. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you. God bless.
Yes, sir. Bye.
Wow.
Well, there we go. You know, another great need. Going to see if we can get Dr. Crandall online, because there's a big event getting ready to happen down in West Palm this weekend, Saturday and Sunday.
That's right.
Dr. Crandall as well as Phil Driscoll. And so we're going to be right back with you in just a moment. And this is Wednesday Live, coming to you from the beautiful studios in Palm City, Florida.
Absolutely.
children, and their children, and their children. May his favor be upon you and a thousand generations, and your family, and your children, and their children, and their children. May his favor be upon you and a thousand generations, and your family, and your children, and their children, and their children. May his favor be upon you and a thousand generations, and your family.
We are back. That was The Blessing. And you know, we've been playing that a lot.
That is The Blessing, and I'm hoping that I have the blessing to have Tim on air with us. Tim, can you hear me?
Hey, I can, Jonathan.
God bless you. God bless you. We are well. We are well. God gave us 2 weeks of awesome provision with our fundraising. We exceeded our goal. And we're very thankful to the Lord for that. God's favor is with us. And that just means we're here to serve the body of Christ any way we can. And so tell us what's getting ready to happen.
It's fantastic. Well, we've got an amazing weekend ahead of us, Jonathan. We've got amazing weather on October 22nd and 23rd, this Saturday and Sunday from 5 to 8 p.m., we are having a massive, massive night of prayer and worship downtown West Palm Beach. We've got Dr. Crandall and Phil Driscoll will be live with us both nights, 5 to 8 p.m. It is going to be a massive crusade. We are so excited. We are believing for amazing numbers of people who are coming, the lost, who are coming, and folks that need prayer and healing. One of the greatest moments for us will be to be there to receive folks that are far from Christ. Could even be folks who are de-churched, who have maybe lost their way and need to come and get charged up. And we are going to charge them up. The Holy Spirit will be with us, and it's going to be a powerful two-night experience. And so, Jonathan, we're looking for this audience to help us get the word out and to drive folks there. It's an absolutely free event. You will need, there's parking in garages, and if you can find street parking, it's all metered parking. But it's going to be a great, great move of the Holy Spirit. And so you could go to healingencounternights.com, healingencounternights.com, for all of the information leading up to it. You know, Jonathan, Dr. Crandall and I were out in Palm Beach this morning. We were meeting with the men's group out there, and it was an absolute packed room, and he delivered a fresh message this morning that was straight from the throne room. It was unbelievable, and God has given him a message this weekend. He walked out of there, and he goes, Tim, the fire is just jumping off of me. So it's like it was really Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So if you're ready, and if your audience is ready, get ready. That's all I could say. It's going to be amazing. We will have a space for folks who want to get baptized. We're going to have baptisms there, as well as opportunity. If you're a ministry or a church and you'd like to come and pray for folks, we've got a spot for you to put a tent up, a 10x10 tent. It costs you nothing to participate with us. We would just love to have an entire sea of tents there at the Meyer Amphitheater. It's downtown West Palm. It's exactly where they do Sunfest you imagine the Sunfest and the Boat Show, it's a big area, and we are filling this area with believers and folks that need Jesus. And, you know, it's interesting, Jonathan, we put a mailer out to 25,000 people that are the neighbors of this amphitheater.
Awesome.
And we have invited, it's awesome. So we've invited them to come and join us and feel the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. And so we're excited. So 5 to 8 p.m. Saturday and Sunday night, the weather's looking great. If you are a prayer warrior, come join us. If you know somebody who's sick, maybe they've got a physical ailment, emotional ailment, maybe they just need prayer, they need hope, bring them. You know, Dr. Crandall, if he was on this call right now, would say, pull the ambulances up to the field.
That's right.
So, that's what we want to do. So it's going to be a powerful night. We're going to have plenty of security down there. We're going to have plenty of pastors and churches that will be joining us, as well as ministries. So come be part of it. It's going to be great. If you're going to Miracle on the Water, right, this is going to be a good, like, first stop before you get there, you know. Come down and let's just see what the Holy Spirit wants to do across this entire coast and across the land. It's going to be phenomenal. So we're just looking forward to it. We also have the Worship Collective. If you're familiar with Nathan Taylor and the Worship Collective, these guys sound, they've got a style and a sound very similar to Maverick City and, you know, some of the current artists that are out there, a bunch of young folks and super anointed worshipers. And so they're going to be with us. It will be a fantastic two nights of the Holy Spirit. So if you've got prayer or if you need prayer, you come and our team will be praying for you. And there's just going to be a whole body of believers. So, and Doc's got this incredible message about the lost and what it means to be found. And it is going to, like, if you know somebody who is spiritually lost, or maybe just kind of wandered, they're in like sort of this wandering mode, you bring them and we are going to charge them up. Holy Spirit's going to speak to their heart. It's going to be a direct connect. So we are excited, very, very excited, and expecting God to move in mighty, mighty ways. So I know, Jonathan, you're planning on coming, and WCNO audience will be there. I mean, it's going to be great. So super excited.
Amen. Well, bring your family, bring your children, yep, bring the grandpas, bring the grandmas, you know, come with your walkers, come with your wheelchairs, come, Jesus, he was talking with the disciples, don't say 4 more months. So we don't need to wait to the Miracle on the Water. This is the miracle in Palm Beach. And this is what God wants to do. God wants to touch the people. Jesus did not follow the rules of no touch. He did not follow the rules of distance and space. Mm. He confronted the worst of disease by touching and laying on of hands. And I know exactly what's going to happen because I've been at these events. This is not going to be a 2 minute, a little jiffy prayer. This is going to be an anointing, moving of the Holy Spirit. There's going to be an opportunity to come. You might have a heavy heart. You might have a family that's going through significant problems. Your marriage might be unraveling. You might have addictions in your life. You might have mental illness. You might have sleep apnea. You may have all kinds of different conditions, heart conditions, physical conditions with cancer. There is nothing too hard for God. And so I would encourage you to come out and believe God. Come out and believe God. God wants to touch His people again. That's right. God wants to move on the Treasure Coast, down south, up and down our state. God is stirring our hearts. The water is stirred. Yes. Right now is the time to come. Not 4 months, not 2 months. That's Pray right. that the Lord of the harvest send forth labors into the harvest, and God is moving right now. And so I look forward to being with you all. I know our team here is going to be coming down.
Even as you said, Jonathan, I saw the stirring, as you were saying, stirring. And that's exactly what this is. There is a stirring. stirring that is happening.
Amen.
And it's like, the time is now. Jump into the water. This is it. If you're heavy, if you've got like hopelessness, if you're anxious, if you're filled with fear, come to this event. It will lift. I promise you, it will lift. And this is going to be one of those nights for you.
So. You know, Tim, people that are bound with a spirit of fear, people that have lived mm-hmm. with disease, people who have mm-hmm. suffered financial conditions in the shaking yep. of things right now, mm-hmm. individuals who are, I just believe strongly that people who have, they've despaired of life. I mean, I could just say yep. suicidal, but despairing of life, who yep. are just at the end of your rope, and you've tried church, but listen, do not give up on God. Maybe you tried.
Don't give up on God.
Maybe you tried finding the disciples, just like that one man did, and the mm-hmm. disciples, for whatever reason, they weren't prayed up and they weren't fired up. They weren't able to meet the yep. need of that father and his son. But mm-hmm. God is able to meet the need, and this is an opportune time. Don't put it off. Plan to be mm-hmm. a part of this move of God. And it is a move of God. It's not about individuals. It's not about building somebody's individual kingdom. This is about God's kingdom and building his mm-hmm. kingdom.
Amen. It's going to be great. Super excited. Thank you for partnering with us, and looking forward to seeing you guys this weekend. It's going to be amazing. If you're a ministry or a church and you want to come along and bring a tent, just let us know. We've got space for you still. We'd love to have you join us.
One of these days, Tim, WCNO is going to grow up to where we have our tent. We're not quite there yet, but it's coming. It'll come, maybe.
Well, we're going to believe that.
Amen.
We're going to believe that.
Because so, we want to be out there, you know, and be visible, because I know God has raised us up to be a co-laborer with many of you who are doing such a great work. Well, if Glenda was here, Amen. We'd put her to work praying, but since she's not, you're here, and so, you know, God's put you in a key place, Tim. We thank God for yep. you and the call that's on your life and the work that you do. Lead us in prayer.
Jesus, Heavenly Father, we pray right now, God, that all across these radio waves, whoever is listening, we just pray and believe, God, that you are going to activate our faith right now in the name of Jesus. Activate our faith. Lord, we know people that need to be at this event that can come down. Father, that the lost will be found. There will be a move of God, a move of the Holy Spirit this weekend. So we pray protection, your provision, and your outpouring to just flow and to start in this moment, God. And Amen. So we just thank you for what you're going to do. We do pray that those who are bound up will be delivered. And I pray complete freedom over South Florida. And God, we just thank you for WCNO and the ministry that they have. And God, just be with everyone who's coming. May you bring to mind people that need to hear the gospel. May you bring them to this event. May those who are lost, maybe those who are anxious, may those who are bound with fear come to this event and be released in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Once again, give us the details for those who are just tuning in.
Yes. So if you're just tuning in, come join us this weekend, Dr. Crandall and Phil Driscoll, live for two nights,